What's up, you guys? I'm Katie, and today we're going to be talking about Enlightenment thinker Voltaire. We're going to be having some special guests here with us today, but first we need to lay out some background information. You may be thinking, Katie, who even is Voltaire? Well, today I'm going to answer that question for you. Okay, so François-Marie Arouet, probably known as Voltaire, was born in Paris, France, 1694. As a child, he was born into religion, but as the older he got, the more and more skeptical he became of religion. He later became a very famous writer and was very controversial for what he believed in. He believed that religion is a personal matter and that one should be able to choose and believe in his or her own religion freely. Now that we got that out of the way, let's bring on our special guest and play a fun game. Okay, everyone, let's welcome my sister.
Hey guys, I'm Maya.
Okay, let me explain the rules of the game.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you some crazy facts and you're gonna try to guess whether or not it's true or false. Okay, let's get started. First fact, Voltaire spoke a total of 5 languages.
And false?
Actually, no, it's true.
So confused. What? How is that even possible?
Well, when he traveled all around the world, he learned to speak in a bunch of different languages.
Wow, he must have traveled a lot.
He sure did. Okay. Next fact, Voltaire wrote 4 books.
That sounds about like a normal number of books. I'm gonna say that's true.
Actually, he wrote at least 8 books.
Dang, it's a lot.
Are you ready for the last fact?
Sure.
Okay, last fact. Voltaire has never been to prison.
I'm gonna say that's false, but I have no clue.
You are correct. Voltaire went to prison 2. The king was not too fond of him.
Well, I could see why. He was always breaking the rules and stuff.
Well, okay, thank you for playing. Okay, now on to our last segment of the show. I'm going to be interviewing people where they see his ideas today. Okay, I have my mom here with me.
Hi.
Okay, where have you seen the idea of freedom religion in today's world?
I guess you can see it all around you, in the fact that you're able to worship whatever you want. There could be a Catholic church on one corner, and just half a block down, there's a Lutheran church.
Okay. So where do you think this idea is lacking?
I guess in other countries like the Middle East, you could get killed for not believing in the right religion.
Okay. Thank you for coming today.
You're welcome.
Well, that's all I have here today, folks. Thanks for listening and see you next time.